Have you heard anybody saying that they are the Christ in today's age? Or someone saying, oh, come over here, here's the Christ. Or come over there, there he is. I feel like I'm supposed to share a level of caution. And in this episode of God's Adopted, I want to talk to you about the end of time, about the end of days. I mean, we seem to be in these crazy times that we're in, and it's hard not to look around and think, oh my goodness, is the Lord coming soon? I believe he is. But he warns everybody what to look out for and to stay away from. Come check this episode of God's Adopted out, and let's spend a little bit of time in the Word and in sharing about this and putting it up in prayer.
Howdy, welcome to God's Adopted. I'm here to help encourage you to grow in faith through stories, teaching, and practical examples so you can experience more of God in and through your life. When we get born again, he adopts us. This podcast is here to encourage us all to grow in becoming the children of God he's adopted us to become. Join me and learn to do like Peter did. Let's get out of the boat and step on the water with Jesus.
Recently, I've been reading Matthew for my Thursday God's Adopted episodes. And I'm just reading the Bible straight through, just reading it out loud. And this recent one was actually Matthew chapter 24. And if you have a Bible and you can do it, go ahead and pause this and read chapter 24 of Matthew. If not, that's okay. I'm going to read through quite a few verses here. And I'm going to start with some prayer, but partly because we're living in such crazy times, and I'm seeing and hearing so many crazy things on social media as far as what people are saying about God and about Jesus, and there's some crazy stuff going on. So join me. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then let's get into the Word and talk about this. Father God, we lift each other up. I lift my brothers and sisters up to you, myself too, and our families. And I pray, Father, that you would guide us and guard us by your Holy Spirit and help us to know your truth, especially in these times that we live in, and to know what's not your truth. And help us, Lord, and encourage us and give us the strength that we need to resist the enemy and his lies, however they come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm focusing really on chapter 24 of Matthew right now. I'm going to read through this, and we'll just chat a little bit about this. Ultimately, I really want to encourage you to press into the Word of God. If you haven't done it in a while, read through the Gospels, and if nothing else, maybe Matthew. I mean, I'm in chapter 24 here. If you want to read through a gospel quickly, read through the Gospel of Mark. It's the shortest gospel. So in Mark is like 16 chapters, and Matthew there's 28. Just saying. So here we are, Matthew chapter 24, and starting at verse 3. I'm going to go ahead and read some here. As he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answered them, be careful that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will lead many astray. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for this must happen. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and plagues and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to oppression and will kill you. You will be hated by all of the nations for my name's sake. Then many will stumble and will deliver up one another and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because lawlessness is multiplied, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, the same will be saved. This good news of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. It's scary to consider all the things that are going to happen. And in the midst of it all, there's going to be people that are going to be saying that they are the Christ. They're going to be saying that they're Jesus. They're going to be saying whatever they need to say to try and fool the children of God and disciples of Jesus. And so as a follower of Jesus, the best way I know that we can know the difference between a counterfeit and the Lord is to be very close to the Lord and His Word. Now, when you get born again, He sends His Holy Spirit into us, and He said that His Holy Spirit would guide us and lead us into all truth, and also would remind us of His teachings and many things. I just really want to encourage you, and I have been for a while, to really get into the Word of God, to know what it says. Just because someone says, well, this is what God says, even me, even on this podcast, don't just take our word for it. Find out if it's true. And as you look at the Word and hear what someone's saying, the Holy Spirit's going to be guiding you. There'll be something in your heart. He'll say, He'll let you know somehow, in a way that you understand, that it's not right. Now, some people call this, like, if they hear something and they know something's not right and it's the Holy Spirit kind of guiding them or prompting them, you might hear some people say, I have a check in my spirit. Other people might say, I feel like the Lord is waving a flag, like there's a red flag being waved back and forth or something. People call this different things. Some people call it intuition. And they say that, and when you hear them explain what their intuition is, you understand that a lot of times people call the Holy Spirit talking to them, they refer to it as intuition. Or they have a gut feeling about something. And sometimes that gut feeling is just, it's coming from the Holy Spirit. Why would I use these different words talking about the Holy Spirit communicating with people? Well, because God communicates with us the way that we need to be communicated with. You know, I did a whole episode about God speaking. And to some people, if you say God talks to you, they'll look at you funny and think that you're weird and strange. But He's a living God. And He died. Jesus died so that we could be His children and so that He could love us, so that we could get to know Him. He even describes eternal life as knowing the only true God and the one whom He has sent, Jesus. That's talking relationship. If God doesn't talk, if He doesn't communicate, if He doesn't speak to us, then what in the world is everybody talking about that He doesn't? What God are they talking about? Like, the God that you meet when you die one day, that's not the God Jesus was talking about. I mean, He is and He's not. In other words, some people talk about God as if the only way to communicate with God is the Bible, and then one day you die and then you meet Him. But there's so much more to a relationship with God than just the Bible and dying one day to meet Him. In truth, Jesus talks about whoever would give his life now, for Jesus' namesake, other words, whoever is willing to live for Him, to have a relationship with Him, to allow His beliefs, God's beliefs, to become our beliefs so that they can be displayed in our lives, so that the world around us can find out about God, even through us in our lives. Get what I'm saying? I hope that makes some sense. I'm talking about all this partly because here we are, Matthew chapter 24, and it's talking about wars and rumors of wars and nations rising up against nations and crazy weather happening. But at the same time, it's also talking about false prophets and people who are believers turning each other in to save themselves, in a sense. And it mentioned that some people's love is going to grow cold. Doesn't that sound like pretty desperate times to you? It does to me. Could it be that these times are coming now? It sure seems like it. And so what are the warnings here? What are the things to be looking for? Well, to keep it very simple, I just want to caution you, just because someone says that they see God or hear God or they are God especially, be careful. Because towards the end of chapter 24 of Matthew, he talks about this. I'm going to read starting at verse 29. So Jesus gives a bunch of different warnings all through chapter 24, things to be on the lookout for. And he also encourages us to press in and be who he's created to us to be for him and for his name's sake, and to stand firm in following after him in his ways. And then people are going to be saying, oh, there's the Son of Man and all this other stuff, and they're going to be wrong. And Jesus confirms by sharing what's going to happen when he does return and how it's going to be crystal clear to everybody that, whoa, that's him. It'll be very clear. I don't think there's going to be any question. I'm going to read these verses. I'm going to start at verse 29, and I'm going to go ahead and read through verse 31. But immediately after the oppression of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Isn't that amazing? In other words, when he comes, nobody will need to tell anybody, oh, there he is. It'll be clear to everybody. I'm just repeating the caution that the Lord is sharing in his own word in Matthew. To beware, to be aware that false prophets are going to come and false messiahs are going to come. Just pay attention to what's going on and to what people are saying. And if people are sharing things that are not in alignment with what the Bible teaches, with what the Word of God says, you know, use the Word of God as a plumb line. Thank God for it. I praise God so much for the Bible. And at the same time, I don't worship the Bible. I worship God who inspired the words in the Bible. And that's what I encourage you to do too. And so read through the scriptures, press in, find out what they say. And if anybody tells you, oh, this is what it says and this is what it means, if you have a check or a flag of some kind, there's nothing wrong with you saying, you know what, I hear what you say, but I'm not decided on it yet. And you can put it on a shelf. And pray and ask God, say, God, would you show me your truth about what's being told to me? And let God show you. Let God make it clear to you. And if he hasn't made it clear to you, then wait. I mean, don't you think that the living God, the only true living God, is smart enough and wise enough and able to communicate with each of us in a way that we can understand it? I believe that completely. I have no question about that. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. I just really want to encourage you, though, to be careful about the different things that are being said all over the place, especially if certain things are going to be said. And read chapter 24 of Matthew if you haven't. And if you haven't read through the Gospels and the New Testament recently, make some time and start. In episode 61 of God's Adopted, I take some time and I explain and try to encourage you maybe of some ways that you can have a devotion time where you study God's Word and spend time with God. And I don't mean something crazy, but I mean maybe some different ideas of how you can create that for yourself if you don't have it right now. And the easiest way to get there would be to go to godsadopted.com/061. If you did that, it would just take you to that page on the website, and you could, and the episode, you can actually listen to the podcast right through that webpage. And I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer now, and thank you for joining with me for this time. And If you have any questions for me or anything at all you want to share with me, please go ahead and send me an email or go to the website there at godsadopted.com, and there's a few different ways you can reach me there. And I'll love to hear what you have to say and share. Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters and their families represented. I pray, Father, for all of us in the times that we're living in. I pray that you'd help us and encourage us by your word, by your Holy Spirit, and to help us to know and to discern. We pray for the gift of discernment, Lord, to know what is true and what is not true, what is you and what is not you, and who's from you and who's not from you. And Father, I pray that you'd give us conviction if there's things that we're sharing that we ought not to be sharing. And I just lift up all of us in these times that we live in. I pray for your blessings on our families and all those here listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
I love seeing how our real living God is working in and through our real living lives in this real world. Please subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you've been blessed or encouraged in some way and want to leave a review, please do that by writing your review on iTunes. If you haven't already, please drop in and say howdy in our Facebook group when you can. See you next time on the water with Jesus.